This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Around 70 people have been trapped in the rubble of a hotel in southeastern China that was being used to monitor people who had contact with coronavirus patients. There was no immediate report of death, but AP's Karen Chamas has more.
This is the sound of rescue workers desperately searching amongst the wreckage of the Qingjia Express Hotel in Fujian province. So far, dozens have been rescued as volunteers work through the night with flashlights climbing over debris. Outside the 80-room collapsed hotel, rubble could be seen piled on cars. Whilst the reason for the collapse is unknown, an unidentified hotel employee told the media that the owner had carried out foundation-related construction before the disaster. I'm Karen Chamas.
Just off the coast of California, a cruise ship hit by the coronavirus is headed to the port of Oakland. Princess Cruises says it will dock on Monday. AP's Julie Walker has more.
The cruise ship can be seen moving off the coast. The captain told passengers last night those requiring acute medical treatment and hospitalization will be taken to healthcare facilities in California. Others will go to federally operated isolation sites or transported out of state. Passenger Karen Dever says she and her husband have been holed up in their room since Thursday, feel fine, and are anxious to get off the boat.
You know, at some point, it has to stop. So they test me and say I'm negative, well, then let me go. You know, don't keep me.
The Grand Princess has about 24 reported cases of coronavirus. The ship is carrying more than 3,500 people. I'm Julie Walker.
The ceasefire deal in Syria's northwestern province of Idlib remains in effect on Sunday. Some of the area's residents have returned since the ceasefire began last week. Some have found their homes have been destroyed. The fighting in the region since late last year has triggered a massive humanitarian crisis, with almost a million people fleeing their homes. You're listening to VOA News. The U.S. military has confirmed to VOA that one of al-Shabaab's top leaders in Somalia was likely killed in a drone strike last month. Tommy McNeil has more.
U.S. Africa Command spokesman Colonel Chris Carnes told VOA that it is believed that Bashir Mohammed Mahmoud, a.k.a. Bashir Khorgab, was killed in a U.S. airstrike on February 22nd. The strike occurred in a town in Middle Juba region. Khorgab was one of the most battle-hardened al-Shabaab commanders of the group's military. Most recently, he commanded three al-Shabaab units, two of which are operating in Kenya. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
U.S. Democratic candidates Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders have each picked up significant endorsements for their presidential bids this weekend. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
I have decided that I am, with great enthusiasm, going to endorse Joe Biden.
Senator Kamala Harris joins a cluster of one-time rivals for the nomination, posting a video statement Sunday.
We need a leader who really does care about the people and who can therefore unify the people. And I believe Joe can do that.
I stand with Bernie Sanders today.
But at a rally in Grand Rapids, Michigan, Bernie Sanders picked up his own endorsement from the Reverend Jesse Jackson.
He's never lost his taste for justice for the people.
And Sanders tells ABC's This Week he's not surprised to see the Democratic establishment rallying around Biden.
But we are winning the support of grassroots America because we have an agenda that speaks to working people.
I'm Ben Thomas.
The number of female lawmakers in the world has more than doubled since a groundbreaking UN World Conference on Women in Beijing 25 years ago. Lisa Schlein has more on where things stand.
While female representation in national parliaments has increased, gender parity remains a distant dream. However, significant changes have occurred. In 1995, the top-ranked country in terms of female members of parliament was Sweden, followed by other Nordic and developed countries. This year, Rwanda, with more than 60% female MPs, beat 171 other countries for the top spot, followed by Cuba, Bolivia, and United Arab Emirates. Sweden has been bumped down to 7th position. The Interparliamentary Union finds countries in the Americas have made the most progress in terms of representation of women in parliament, followed by Europe, Sub-Saharan Africa, the Middle East and North Africa, and Asia. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says he will meet with European Union officials in Brussels on Monday to discuss the influx of migrants in Turkey. As migrants from Syria continue to cross into Turkey, Erdogan says Ankara can no longer abide by a law that prevents migrants in Turkey from traveling into the European Union. Marissa Melton, VOA News.